to see everybody Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say to everybody in the chat real quick, Confederate One, I see you on there, C-Suff, Neon Widow, Bird Nerd, the Matriarch of the chat, Fedora the Explorer is on, Awethy is on, Jim Kohler is on, Coco Dominki is on, Alpha Acres is on, David Jergula Witz is on, D9597 is on, Jayana Jones is on, Those Jesus People is on, Aphrodites is on, Stephan Toms is on, Dave Souders is on, Patriot of the North 156 is on, Henslick Donovan is on, Waterline 46 is on, Nitsu 99 is on, My Broken Heart is on, Scooter 8887 is on, Jules 21 Hours is on, Lisa Kinzer 11960 is on, Jersey Dude 1966 is on, Scott Alot is on, Lizzie 859 is on, Kev FM1 is on, Ralpha 9821 is on, Tim L. T-Bird is on, Silent is on, R Major 79 is on, Buckeye Nut 1968 is on, Leon Fish Puppy is on, Swifty Shooters 96 is on, Wilbur's Butt is on, Conservative Waffle is on, Michaels Clark is on. Oh man, Michael Griffith is on. Man, you guys loaded up here on the bottom. I can't even keep up with you. Appreciate you guys. Real Flash River's on. Love you. U.S. Abbey Girl is on. Really appreciate you. All right, we're shooting for about 10:10 tonight, starting right here. 1 hour from right now, we'll be done. You can place your bets as you see fit. But anyway, that's what I'm shooting for, is 10:10. A couple things off of the pregame. One thing I did not know, and I got it off that Tom Holman video. He's talking on Fox News there, former head of the CBP, Tom Holman, or maybe he was standing in DHS secretary. I can't remember what position he had. But anyway, he was in charge of the border, Tom Holman. 41 CBP officers, CBP agents have committed suicide under the Biden administration. That's more than 10 per year. It's more than 12 per year under the Biden administration committed suicide. Never seen that before. And this one thing, and I know that I've talked about it before, but sometimes there's things that just eat at me and I cannot help but talk about them over and over again. I'm going to try not to talk about this over and over again. But the sexual misconduct allegations that the Congress has covered up to the tune of $1,700 million of taxpayer money that congressmen and women have paid to cover up their own sexual misconduct charges. $17 million of our taxpayer dollars have been spent to cover up the charges, to pay out people for sexual misconduct settlements. And Donald Trump, Donald Trump was found guilty of basically campaign finance bookkeeping errors, which they somehow miraculously transformed into felonies. 34 of them, which is an absolute joke. He made one payment to Stormy Daniels, and it's been transformed into 34 felony counts. Think about that for just a moment. Talk about banana republic statistics. But the charge was that Donald Trump gave Stormy Daniels $130,000. He didn't even know he was giving it to her, and she's already come out and said that there was no sexual relationship between them. And according to Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' own attorney, the sexual relationship was between Trump's attorney and Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen. But I digress. So Donald Trump wrote her a check for $130,000. Probably even unbeknownst to them, a line of checks just keeps signing them as the bookkeeper pushes them across his face. But anyway, so he did. But regardless, he gave her a check for $130,000. And according to Alvin Bragg, according to Matthew Colangelo, dispatched from the DOJ, number three in charge of the DOJ, dispatched to New York City to charge Donald Trump with a case that had already completely lost all of its life and that nobody was choosing to pick up. But it was revitalized by the number three person in the DOJ sent by the Biden administration, named Matthew Colangelo. But anyway, Alvin Bragg himself had already turned it down. The U.S. attorney in New York had already turned it down. The entire DOJ had already turned it down. But anyway, so Donald Trump writes her a check for $130,000. And according to the criminal charges, he's being charged with not allocating it correctly, not saying that it was designated correctly, for designating it to the wrong place. In other words, he put it down as a personal legal expense. And according to Alvin Bragg and Matthew Colangelo, the prosecutors for New York City, they said that it should have been written down as a campaign finance expenditure. Now, if he would have written it down as a campaign finance expenditure, we all know that he would have been charged with campaign finance violations because he put it down as a campaign finance expenditure instead of a personal expenditure. Now, back to Congress. They have spent $17 million on covering up their sexual offenses, their sexual misconduct allegations. $17 million of taxpayer dollars. $17 million of taxpayer dollars they've spent. And how many of you want to bet that none of them were put down as campaign finance expenditures? Not one of them. $17 million versus $130,000. Were they put down as personal when they should have been put down as campaign? Were they put down as campaign instead of personal? Nobody cares. Because I guarantee you, most of these are Democrats. Most of them that have paid out these $17 million in sexual misconduct allegation money, most of them, I guarantee you, are Democrats, and not one of them is being charged. Very interesting. Donald Trump has 34 felonies for $130,000, and $17 million in cover-up hush money has been spent. And by the way, the $130,000 that Trump spent was totally and completely out of Donald Trump's bank account. Did not come from campaign finances. So how can it be a campaign finance expenditure violation? I don't know. But all of these came from taxpayer dollars for Congress, $17 million. Unbelievable. All right, now, the latest Joe Biden absolute disaster, which, of course, is a Kamala Harris disaster. We've seen all the disasters so far. I'll say as many of them pop into my head. Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Aaron, by the way. Happy nice. Birthday. Aaron turned 31. Yep. 31 today. Aaron turns 31 today. Happy birthday to Aaron. Load him up in the chat. So anyway, we know all the Biden disasters. We have the Ukraine war. We have Taiwan. We have Abby Gate. We have our economy. We have the crime rate. We have the southern border. We have Gaza. We have, of course, the Ukraine war. Yeah, we have grocery prices through the roof. We have hyperinflation. We have gas prices through the roof. We have the most unaffordable housing in American history. We have had the downgrade of our United States credit rating for the first time in United States history. And if anything else pops into my head, I will tell you. Oh, cocaine at the White House. We had that also. Trying to think of anything else. If you think of anything, pop it in there and I'll yell it out to me. But anyway, so now we have the latest one. Now, nobody saw what was going to happen with Helene. A lot of people are blaming weather forecasters. No use blaming weather forecasters for this. I had no idea. I've been through a million of these storms down here. I've lived in Florida since 1980. I have never seen a Helene. It was not even the most powerful. Seen far more powerful hurricanes got hit right here where I'm sitting. This room was pretty spared, wasn't it, Aaron? It got wet in here. But it was pretty spared in this room overall. I mean, we had to tear up all the carpet and go, all this stuff, redo that all again. We already spent $600,000 redoing the building, which we've now spent $2 million redoing what we redid. So anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. But anyway, that doesn't count the $1 million on the roof. So there it's actually $3 million that we spent so far. But anyway, just welcome to modern day insurance companies. Yeah. But anyway, because we're in the middle of a lawsuit. For Ian still. Ian, 2 years ago. Over 2 years ago now. But anyway, nobody saw it. The first time in my life here, and Ian was a Cat 5. They call it a Cat 4 because if you call it a Cat 4, then everybody still has to pay their deductibles. If it goes to Cat 5, but according to Florida state law, nobody has to pay their insurance deductibles. And it was a strong Cat 5. 200-mile-an-hour winds here. 200-mile-an-hour winds. Like basically tornado-force winds were here. It blew off our awnings, blew them onto the roof, popped holes in our ceiling, blew off air conditionings off our roof. And that's a Cat 4? No, Cat 5. But anyway, I digress. Sorry, I told you. If I get passionate about things, it just starts spilling out of me. But this is the first time I've ever seen flooding like this in Florida. Ever. Ever. I've lived here since 1980. Ever. It came within 20 feet of my house. I've never, ever even had flooding on my yard. I'm talking about Hurricane Ian, which was also Helene for us was not a major rain producer. Ian was a mega rain producer. 12 straight hours of 150 to 200 mile an hour winds and rain. Helene just danced off the coast here and we didn't even get hurricane force winds. We barely got tropical force winds. But it flooded all of the rivers and tributaries of rivers and all of the Gulf ports and all of that, the bays and harbors and all those things. Never seen it before. So this was something that people hadn't seen before. And allegedly, this is why we have a federal government, for things that we've never seen before. Well, it blew up into the panhandle, went slightly to the east of Tallahassee, and then went up into Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Primarily, that's where the damage is at. We in Florida had damage, obviously, where it came in, but we have Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis already prepared. We're good. Ron DeSantis told Joe Biden, we don't need any more of your help. I mean, who would? And he told Kamala Harris, don't come here. Kamala Harris is going to come visit the state of Florida. No, we're good. We don't need you. We don't need you, Kamala. And Ron DeSantis has already orchestrated and is organizing flights into those storm-torn states of Georgia, in Tennessee and North Carolina. It's pretty much, you look at North Carolina, it's pretty much western North Carolina, eastern Tennessee, western Georgia, just went up in a giant swath and basically laid waste. It's like a nuclear weapon went off with water in those areas. It's bad. It's bad. Nobody's ever seen it before. Of course, they're going to come out and claim climate change. You know what? There's always something. I never saw an Ian before either, but other people have. Okay, so people have seen this level of flooding before, just not in these areas. And these areas are not prepared to be hit for the hurricane. The weird thing about Helene is that Helene went into the state of Florida. And normally by the time it exits the panhandle, it's a tropical storm. It was basically at Atlanta, parallel to Atlanta as a Cat 1. Never happens. Obviously, I end up and I get sick of it. Sick to the bottom of my toes of watching these storms every year. But I've never seen one of those before, ever, where it makes it all the way through the panhandle into Georgia as a cat, into North Georgia as a Category 1 storm. I mean, that is one beast, Helene is. Absolute beast. Well, these areas are not ready for this. We in Florida are. A lot of our houses are built way up high. A lot of them are built on pylons and stilt homes and different sorts, and not instead of just monolithic slabs, we have different sorts of slabs. You build your house up on it. That gives you at least a couple feet. My house is what is built on what's called a stem wall footing. So it sits a couple feet higher than even the ground. It looks like a monolithic slab, but it's not. But anyway, so it hit these states, and nobody's prepared for it. Nobody could be prepared. It's not anybody's fault. It really isn't anybody's fault. There's nothing they could do. Nobody saw this. I didn't see it coming. On my road, the water was chest deep. Okay, chest deep on the road getting into my house. Okay, Aaron could make it home. I had, because Aaron and I, of course, did the podcast that night. Because we're going to, basically, we just tell everything to shove it up their caboose. So unless we're out, unless we have no power, we're doing it.
Always,
right. We never closed, never will. But anyway, and if there was a way to do without power, someday, I'll tell you what, one of our expenditures, when I really rebuild this building, it's fully, don't get me wrong, it's rebuilt, folks. But I'm just saying, when it is where I want it to be, we'll have a whole house generator. So that Aaron and I could thumb our nose at all the rest of whatever else comes our way, too. You know, you got something, Aaron?
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll just add some Starlink, too, for internet.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case Frontier goes down.
That's right. Yeah, with Starlink. Get up, baby. Put it on the big old Starlink panel.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they got hit. So now it is time for the Biden administration to rise. They're going to have to go into these states that don't vote for them, although, allegedly, Joe Biden won Georgia by 11,000 votes, which we all know is fraudulent. But anyway, he won Georgia. Where was Joe Biden at? Where's Joe Biden? You know, just side by side, this first one for me. This is a Caroline Levitt video. This is where Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is touring the damage from the from Hurricane Helene in Valdosta, Georgia. Here he is. This is from today. Where is Joe Biden? Nowhere to be found. And that could have even been from yesterday. He was Donald Trump. You guys can just let this spin until I'm done talking about it, until we go to the next one. But anyway, that's him in Valdosta, Georgia. He rerouted. He's out campaigning, was at the Alabama Georgia game in Tuscaloosa on Saturday. And he, just a sidetrack on that real quick. Don't believe any of those leftist videos that are put out that people like Aaron can tell immediately are dubbed over. He was roundly, applauded. Absolutely cheered. It was him, Hank Williams Jr., Kid Rock, and John Daly, all in one booth. He couldn't have got louder applause. And he was supposed to go off and go campaigning, but he rerouted all his campaign stuff. I'm guessing either rescheduled or canceled campaign stops and went to the American people. Where is, as the Saturday Night Live skit said, where's Joe Biden? Where is Joe Biden? Joe Biden was on the beach in Delaware doing absolutely nothing. So here's Trump, man of the people, as is now the Republican Party, is the party of the people. I'm saying it's a perfect party in any way, shape, or form. Most Republicans are cowards, but people like you and I who are Republicans, we are not. So here's a Tim Young video. Let's go to the next one now, Brett. Tim Young video. Biden claims he was on the phone for 2 hours a day. Oh, how horrible. President, oh, he's on the phone for 2 hours a day, commanding. All right, here he is at a presser, trying to walk away without answering questions, but gets forced into answering one. Play it for me.
Do you expect Iran to retaliate?
And the hurricane, Mr. President, why weren't you and Vice President Harris here in Washington commanding this weekend?
I was commanding. I was on the phone for at least 2 hours yesterday and the day before as well. I command. Call a telephone. Is it all my security people?
Is it not important for the country to see?
One.
So it's called a telephone, of course, he says in a rude and degrading way. But anyway, just go right to the next one. Here's where it really was. This was Joe Biden. Why Hurricane Helene was destroying giant swaths. And listen, I could show all the pictures. I decided not to do it. I mean, I could show you one video after another of not even chest high water. I'm talking about 10 foot water blowing through people's houses in Georgia and Tennessee and Asheville, North Carolina is gone. I mean, it'll rebuild, I'm sure. The buildings in downtown are like old and stone. They'll rebuild and everything else. But for all intents and purposes, it's gone. Asheville is a Democratic Party stronghold. It's gone. Here's your Democratic Party leader on the night that your house was destroyed, sitting on the beach, doing absolutely nothing. But he has a phone. He has a phone. And understand now, the storm hit here, I believe it was Thursday, wasn't it, Aaron? Thursday. Yeah, because me and you were back on Friday.
Yep.
So it was Thursday. Joe Biden was watching it hit on Thursday, flew to the beach on Friday. So while it's destroying Georgia and destroying Tennessee and destroying a giant swath of North Carolina, here was Joe Biden. That's what he was doing. But don't worry, he has a phone, and he had to be troubled to be on the phone for 2 hours. I was on the phone for 2 hours? That's the best you can do? I mean, do we understand that how many right now they're estimating 600 people dead, and they don't even have any clue where how many people are missing? That and how many people are actually presumed dead because they don't even know where any of these people are? There's countless pictures being put out all over social media of people looking for their friends and loved ones. And here's what Joe Biden was doing. The alleged man of the people from the party that's supposed to be the party of the people, right? That's what he was doing. Sitting on the beach, doing nothing. What was Ron DeSantis doing? On scene. What was Donald Trump doing? On scene. What was Kamala Harris doing? Fundraising in San Francisco. So for all you Democrats, you know, and again, 877 people watching right now that I can see, and we're also live on Christian Television Network. So I don't know exactly how many people are watching, but send this to all your Democratic Party friends. Send them to and say, you know what? I thought our party was a party of the people. Why is it that Ron DeSantis is orchestrating rescue efforts into North Carolina, into Georgia, and into Tennessee, and Joe Biden's doing nothing? I love that off of Saturday Night Live. I love it because it's so easy to say Joe Biden. And Kamala Harris, nothing. She is in her home district fundraising. She's in Gavin Newsom's district fundraising. Like, he's the governor. Yeah, but he started in San Francisco. Just like all the rest of them. Adam Schiff started in San Francisco. Kamala Harris started in San Francisco. Gavin Newsom started in San Francisco. Nancy Pelosi started in San Francisco. And probably others. Dianne Feinstein probably too had a Chinese spy driving around for 20 years as her chauffeur. This is what Joe Biden was doing. All right, let's go to the next one. Brent Robert, the Builder video. Rescue crew from Western North Carolina. A boots on the ground perspective. Play it for me.
So I just got out of the water. We're up at the local emergency operations center. They have a Starlink set up. And water rescues are continuous. So the mud is insane here. The amount of bridges that are out, the amount of landlocked, stranded people is unbelievable. There's still plenty of people completely unaccounted for. Keep these locals in your prayers, because I've been doing this since 2013. I got some guys with me that have been done it 30 years, and they've never seen anything like this. It's wild. The pictures and videos are nothing compared to seeing it in person. I don't even know how it's possible that it happened. But the job goes on.
All right, let's put Biden, if you guys can, put Biden on the beach again for me. And where's Joe Biden? So we got this guy out there hours and hours rescuing people off of roofs. And as Ron DeSantis said in his press conference today, the rescue efforts have been nonstop. They're pulling people off the roofs right now. The storm hit Friday into Saturday. It is now Monday. They're still pulling people off roofs right now. There's active rescue and recovery right now. What's Joe Biden doing? Nothing. He was on the beach until yesterday or early today doing absolutely nothing. Who set up the communications link there in North Carolina? Was it the federal government? Aaron, you heard it, right? who set up that link, right? I'm giving you a hint. There was a link that was set up on site. Was it the federal government? Remember what Joe Biden said in the pregame, and I'm going to play that video again here in just a second. Joe Biden, we've given everything that we have. Well, how much more are you going to give, Joe? Nothing. $200 billion to Ukraine. Billion. I believe, I can't remember exactly how much Volodymyr Zelensky secured. He secured at least $8 billion when he came here. It's a pretty good trip, isn't it? One trip from Kiev to D.C., $8 billion. And there's nothing more that he can do. He can't even set up Starlink. Elon Musk is setting up Starlink in North Carolina. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are working out Starlink connections. Remember the internet connection, I don't know what to call it, policy or expenditure that the Biden administration decided they put together, that, you know, their own policy of making sure that everybody in rural communities had internet. Remember they put it out $42 billion in 2021. $42 billion of allocated taxpayer funds for internet hookups for rural communities. How many houses have been hooked up so far? Zero. $42 billion gone. Where it is in the wind, we have no idea. But $42 billion for internet hookups under a Biden administration policy initiative, and 0.0 houses have been hooked up because Joe Biden's too busy. And now here in North Carolina, there's nothing the military can do to put up a communications hub? No. Who's doing it? Elon Musk is doing it.
Yep.
Donald Trump is doing it. Joe Biden is too busy sunning himself on Rehoboth Beach that, according to his own climate change belief, should already be underwater, like all of North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia, right? So here's what Joe Biden said. I know all of you have seen this already, but I just want to continue to set the table. RNC Research video. Do you have any words, the reporter asked Joe Biden, to the victims of the hurricane? Biden, we've given everything that we have. Oh, really? We're gonna test that in just a minute. Play for me, Brent.
Do you have any words for the victims of the hurricane?
Yes, it's tragic. Matter of fact, we're trying to get the exact number. My FEMA advisor's on the ground in Florida right now. There's a distinction between the numbers that FEMA's used and the ones that are used by the locals. So it really is amazing. You saw the photographs. It's stunning.
It's unbelievable. It really is. Such a wide area.
And we've given them all everything that we have on the ground ahead of time. So we're working hard.
Are there any more resources the federal government could be giving them?
No, we've given them, we have pre-planned a significant amount of it, even though they didn't ask for it yet. Hadn't asked for it yet.
Anything more that the federal government's going to do? Nope. we did a lot before the storm, and there's nothing more for us to give. Really? I mean, can anybody guess what else they possibly could do? You know, we have what's called a National Guard. We have what's called a military. What did Joe Biden do for the victims of Maui? Absolutely freaking nothing. And again, Democrats. Maui votes Democrat about 70%. So if you think that you're going to be spared the consequences, if you're going to be spared the ramifications of voting Democrat, you're not. All of Asheville, North Carolina is a Democratic Party region. Maybe, you know what, and I don't wish this on anybody, but maybe now you will learn to not vote Democrat, as every business in Asheville, North Carolina is being looted as we speak. Wait a minute, looted? Can't we secure this area? Absolutely. Joe Biden said he can do all he can do. Really? We can't get any soldiers in there? We have, Aaron got the stats for me from DHS, Department of Homeland Security. Is that, Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong. Brett, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't North Carolina and Georgia and Tennessee the homeland?
Yeah.
Can't we DHS it? Department of Homeland Security? Because Aaron got me the stats with a multi-billion-dollar budget for DHS that's never done one thing for you and me. And they have, I think it was 200,000 employees.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, it was like 200,000 employees.
Or 20 or something. Or
maybe,
like that.
Yeah, maybe, well, we got to see if you can find out for me again so I don't sound too stupid. It may have been $200 billion budget and then 20,000 employees. I will get the number for you. They have thousands and thousands of thousands of employees. Most of the people that were guarding President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania were actually DHS employees. Go, Aaron.
240,000 employees.
That's what employees. I thought. So DHS, 240,000 employees. There's nobody to send into to go secure the homeland. You can't go. Remember, most of the people that were guarding Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania on J-13 were actually DHS agents who are supposed to secure scenes because their name is Department of Homeland Security. And nobody can be spared. You can't cut off 10,000 DHS agents out of the 240,000 and send them to Asheville. Can't send them to Eastern Tennessee or Northeastern Georgia. There's nothing you can do out of those 240,000 employees. Let me ask y'all, everybody in the chat and those that are watching, how many of you have ever seen a DHS agent? 240,000 employees of Department of Homeland Security? The multi-billion dollar budget? Ever done anything for you? All DHS is a facilitating unit for illegal border invaders so they can facilitate them into our country. Remember the stats that have now gone absolutely viral, that Joe Biden has allowed in 13,000 rapists and 15,000 murderers and 425,000 convicted criminals into our country in 3.5 years. So Joe Biden says, quote, "We've given everything we have." Reporter ask him, "Is there anything more you can do?" "No, we had substantial pre-storm preparations, but that's it." What was it? What was those, by the way? I'd like that. I would like that enumerated. 1, 2, 3. Let me show me all these pre-storm preparations. What in the world would you do to pre-storm prep? You guys got any ideas? How would you pre-prep? I mean, I know what I do when I pre-prep for a storm. I make sure that, you know, I have a water source and I have storage of food, that sort of thing. What did Joe Biden do for, he said there was a lot of resources on the ground. Where? Where exactly is that? Is any of that true? If we had a media, we'd actually find out that's a bold-faced lie. So what else could Joe Biden do? Libs of TikTok tweet. This is a brilliant tweet from Shia Redcheck and Libs of TikTok. Just spoke to U.S. military insider about the efforts for Hurricane Helene. Why do we have a military if not for this? I mean, I understand for national defense. Why else? I mean, aren't we to go down defend everybody's property? Here's what I was told. The 82nd Airborne Division is known as America's Global Response Force. They have the ability to have thousands of paratroopers anywhere in the world in 18 hours. When did the storm hit? Okay, 18 hours. They can be anywhere in 18 hours, which reminds me of Benghazi at 13 hours. And we could have easily had F-15s and F-16s and warthogs and helicopters and everything inside of Benghazi within 8 hours, easily within 8 hours. And Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden did absolutely nothing for 13 hours at all. Nothing. And then when asked why they did nothing, they said there wasn't any time to do anything. How would they know there wasn't time to do it at the beginning of it? Did they know it was only going to last 13 hours? They have a stopwatch? Did they have the flux capacitor and go into the future? How did they know? These are incompetent people, and they're worse than incompetent people. They are baby butchering murderers who have absolutely no compassion on humanity and sleep like babies at night after they've snorted their cocaine. That was found at the White House. That you have no idea. you know, where that, where what's happening with that as they try to cover that up, which I'm time to get into. Great report on that on Dan Bongino today. So the 18 hours they could be anywhere, and now we had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Aaron, if it pops to your brain, it pops to your head, and you know, I have not read anything, and I definitely have spent hours looking. I have not read anything about any 82nd Airborne Division landings in any of those states.
No.
And they can be anywhere in 18 hours. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm completely wrong. This isn't Ukraine. I'm sorry. I thought I was talking about Ukraine, because if it was Ukraine, or maybe, you know, let's even bring it closer home. If this was New York City, I bet you the 82nd Airborne would be there, wouldn't they? But even that I doubt, because the military didn't arrive in Maui for forever, and they were actually just sitting there for days and did absolutely nothing under the Biden administration. So either this is all on purpose to kill Americans, to destroy our economy, and destroy the lives of Americans, or it's galactic incompetence, and there is no C. It's A, it's B, or no C. They provide combat capability, but also helicopter airlift. Have anybody read any articles about the 82nd Airborne doing any airlifts out of Asheville, Eastern Tennessee, or Northeastern Georgia? Don't think so. Stand-up hospitals and other support. But didn't Joe Biden say, we've given everything? None of this is there. How has he given everything? They responded to Hurricane Katrina because New Orleans is a heavy Democratic Party voting population, but nothing in these areas. And Asheville is too. It could be that the moral values or even the caring for its own abilities inside of the Democratic Party are denigrating day by day, are absolutely just disintegrating day by day. They don't even care about their own anymore. All they care about is their own selfish power, their own self-aggrandizement, their own personal profit. Less than one third of 82nd Airborne responded overnight to fly thousands of Afghans out of the, oh, I'm sorry. If it's Afghanistan, they'll go, but not if it's Asheville. Not if it's Eastern Tennessee or Northeastern Georgia. But if it's in Afghanistan or if it's in Kiev, I bet you they'd be there. And how much you want to bet right now? If there was an earthquake in downtown Kiev, 82nd freaking Airborne will be there within 12 hours. Because we got it. Or here, if it was down in Mexico, if it would involve any illegal border invaders that somehow were trapped in flooding, Biden will do anything to save his voters, the illegal immigrants. Because they get all the special treatments, just like the, you know, the example that I've used now three times. And here comes number four. Is you have Tren de Agua members going house to house with semi-automatic and automatic weapons, removing people from their homes in Aurora, Colorado, or extorting rent payments out of them. Going house to house with weapons strapped on in their hands, talking about AR-15s in their hands. If Aaron, Brent, and I went out and did that right now, we wouldn't live for 10 minutes. Because we're not special illegal and border invaders. I want to say special citizens, but I don't dare call Tren de Agua or any illegal border invader. I don't care how old they are. I don't care how young they are. Any illegal border invader, you are an illegal border invader, need to be sent back to your home country. Every last one of them, 1,000%. If Aaron, Brent, and I went out right now and strapped on AR-15s and went house to house extorting rent, we'd all be dead. The three of us would be dead in a half an hour. But the Tren de Agua, nobody's even been arrested in Aurora for it. Nothing. But eventually, if there was a bunch of illegals in crisis somewhere, that Joe Biden would scramble the 82nd Airborne Division. Less than one third of the entire division is on global alert status. Less than one third. Great. I thought Biden said we've done everything and we had substantial pre-storm preparations on the ground. Huh? I don't see the 82nd Airborne there. Couldn't they not have been on the ground before the storm? Less than, I remember here at the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, we go, the sheriff here sends everybody to their assigned hurricane shelters. They're assigned hurricane duties. Believe me, I was here 25 years and many times went got sent to my hurricane designated area. That's called leadership. What has Biden done? Nothing, because he is out of his league. He is out of his element, or he's an idiot. It's one of those choices. That's it. There is no fourth choice. Less than one-third of the entire division is on global alert status, many meaning there are thousands of members potentially available to render aid with a simple command. So two-thirds is ready to roll. Two-thirds, ready to go. Thousands and thousands of soldiers are ready to go, and they can drop in. They can drop in from the plane. They can fly in helicopters. Nothing. Look at this last part. So the question is, why even a fraction of the 82nd can't be used to support? Where else are they going to go right now? Where? Who else needs to be relieved? Is known to be America's global response force. Where else do we need to be responding right now? Aaron, you got any ideas?
No,
I can't think of any. I mean, I would. I'm asking Aaron legitimately. He knows a lot about what's going on. I can't think. Where else do they need to go? So the question is, why even a fraction of the 82nd can't be used to support relief efforts in the same state which it's stationed?
Brilliant.
It's stationed like 1 hour away. Probably a half hour, 12 minutes via helicopter. Just fly over there. Nothing. You can't just start flying troops in there to rescue people. I believe that the military, correct me if I'm wrong, has way more helicopters and rescue helicopters than the state of North Carolina or the state of Tennessee or the state of Georgia combined. Why is Ron DeSantis having to orchestrate flights up there? Where's Joe Biden? Oh, he said, we've done everything we can. That's it. And again, if you're a Democrat and you're watching this, you're going to be spared from the ramifications of the people that you vote into office. This is a Democratic Party area. The vast swath of this is a Democratic Party area. A lot of it isn't, but a vast swath of it is. For whatever reason, they are unavailable for this effort. Go to the next one for me, Brent. This is the last part of that tweet. As of now, they haven't been alerted for hurricane support. As of now, look at the time right there. 3:25 today. Nothing. They haven't been alerted. They haven't been put on standby. Nothing. They can be on the ground and in the sky within hours, organizing airlifts, building hospitals, and bringing aid. But they aren't. Biden Harris can't activate them if they so wish. But Joe Biden's response was, "We've done all we can." Is that so? He's done all he can. Go, Aaron.
I just looked it up. It's a 4-hour drive.
4-hour drive from
where they're stationed, which is Fort Liberty, right, to Asheville.
Right.
4-hour drive.
Now, remember that. And if you've ever driven through North Carolina, that is a hour and a half drive in every other place because all the roads are like this.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't drive. What's their name? Airborne.
Exactly.
4 hours equals about a half hour.
Yeah.
Right there. And what are they doing? Nothing. They could have been on alert on Thursday. They could have been alerted on Friday. They could have been alerted on Saturday. They could have been alerted on Sunday. They could have been alerted today. But as of right now, nothing. And Joe Biden says he's done everything. I mean, think about that. Think about you're sitting on Rehoboth Beach with your idiot wife, who's an idiot. He's an idiot, and she's stupider than he is. You're sitting on the beach with your idiot wife, and you're thinking, I've done everything. The rest of us, 932 people that are watching right now that we know of, the rest of you on Christian Television Network, could you sleep? I mean, he's probably drifting in and out of sleep on Rehoboth Beach. And then he goes behind his walled-off mansion with guns surrounding him that you and I aren't allowed to have. Right? He sleeps like a baby. What's Kamala Harris doing? She's at a lavish banquet in San Francisco, sleeping like a baby when they could actually be sending in the 82nd Airborne or anybody else. Because I haven't even talked about all the other military bases in Georgia, in Tennessee, in Florida, in Alabama. There's military bases everywhere. They can't send anybody in there. We have a million, the helicopters that we have left that we didn't leave on the ground in Afghanistan. We could scramble there, and they're doing nothing. Who's doing it all? Locals. Joe Biden does nothing. You guys think about it. This that are in the room with me, we get 30% of our money taken from us, stolen every year by the federal government. For what? I don't. You're a Democrat. You're watching this right now. Explain to me the virtue of me giving up 30% of my income for nothing that doesn't benefit me at all. And then when you finally need him to do something, he says he's done all that he can do, and he's done absolutely nothing. Everybody, let's come together and think of this together. What has the federal government done for these areas? As of right now, they had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today. It's 9:48 today. The storm hit us on Thursday, so it was hitting Georgia on Thursday. So they had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They've done nothing. This is always the response from all these people, whether it's investigations. They're 6 months into an investigation. We don't know anything yet. 6 months. I got another cop in the room with me right now. You'll know who committed a crime within a week. You know who did it? 6 months in, you don't know who did it? And here we are 5 days after a storm. There's nobody on the ground? How much does it take to get somebody on the ground there? Why is it that private organizations are on the ground, but the federal government, who has a 6.8, just round it up, $7 trillion budget. Of course, they only take in $4 trillion worth of taxes, and they have a $7 trillion budget, which is why we have a $36 trillion deficit. Or debt, I mean. Deficit's $2 trillion per year. Do absolutely nothing. I mean, you're like, Tom, move on. I'm trying to. I need to shut up and get to the next slide. All right, Viva Fry video. Is that where I'm at, guys? Yeah. Is that am I at the right one?
Yeah.
All right. Viva Fry video. Senile, utterly incompetent, incomprehensible Joe Biden. Here was a segment of his press conference about Hurricane Helene. Play for me.
It's not just a catastrophic storm. It's a historic, history-making storm. Entire Southeast and Appalachia. Damage from the hurricane stretches across at least 10 states. Winds over 120 miles an hour in some places. Storm surges up to 15 feet. And record flooding. Communities are devastated. Loved ones waiting, not sure if their loved ones are okay, and they can't contact them because there's no cell phone connections. Many more folks displaced with no idea when they'll be able to be returned to their home, if ever, if there's a home to return to. So we're keeping them all in our prayers and all the lives lost. And those particularly unaccounted for, there's nothing like wondering, is my husband, wife, son, daughter, mother, father alive? And many more who remain without electricity, water, food, and communications. And his homes and businesses have washed away in an instant. And I expect to be there. Excuse me, I have a cold. I quickly approved requests from governors of Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Virginia and Alabama for an emergency declaration. And I approved additional requests for the governors of North Carolina, Florida, South Carolina, and for a disaster declaration to pay for debris removal, provide financial assistance directly to survivors. I want to thank all the first responders and everyone who's been working around the clock, including food, water, communications, and life-saving equipment. I've seen firsthand the devastating toll that disasters like this take on families and communities. I've been on the ground many disaster areas since I've been president. Excuse me, and I've heard dozens of stories from survivors. For the sake of yourselves, excuse me, and your families, I urge everyone returning to their communities and home.
Jeez. Okay, six vax Joe still has a cold. Six times vaccinated Joe has a cold again. When was the last time you saw Joe Biden without a cold? Where was the last time you saw Joe Biden without a cold? Because he has no immune system. Yeah, I mean, you take the vaccination six, seven, eight times. We know that he's taken it six times. What is it now? To be fully vaccinated at this time, you have to have taken it 10 times. How many times has Joe Biden taken it? Six to eight, at least, at this point, and he's always got a cold, coughs endlessly. He's reading off of a teleprompter. And again, claiming that he's done all that they can do. You have the entire military. What's our military doing? The ones that are stationed here. And of course, he says they are arranging for cell phone service. No, they threw $42 billion at getting cell phone service and hooked up exactly zero houses. And they aren't doing squat for it. The person who's doing something about it is Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Lives of TikTok video. Trump and Elon are working on it. Play it for me.
Hospitals, highways, and cars have been plunged underwater. Entire neighborhoods have been turned into lakes. Nobody's seen anything like it. And to every family that's been displaced here in Georgia and North Carolina, which has really been hit, we're going there also, and they don't have communication. They don't have anything right now. I just spoke to Elon. I'm getting him. We want to get Starlink hooked up because they have no communication whatsoever. And Elon will always come through. We know that. And so we're working on that, getting them hooked up. They asked me whether or not that would be possible. And we're going to try and get the Starlink in there as soon as possible because they have no communication. And throughout the region, our hearts are with you. And we are going to be with you as long as you need. It's called an hour of need. You're in our prayers, and we pray to God, and throughout this long weeks, the long weeks that lay ahead, you're going to have a lot of work, but the end result is it's going to be good. We just wish so many people weren't so badly hurt, and in many cases, sadly, no longer with us. We love you.
Let's compare that video to the last video with Joe Biden. There you have Joe Biden endlessly coughing, Six Facts Joe, endlessly coughing, reading off of a teleprompter, barely getting through it. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have yet to be heard from. I mean, yes, they've given the usual praying for everybody thing, which when you're a baby butchering monster, they're praying to Satan. But other than that, they've done absolutely nothing. Donald Trump is on scene. Ron DeSantis is on scene. The president of the United States, nowhere to be found. Aaron brought up a very valuable point. Where's FEMA? Federal Emergency Management Agency. Where's it at? Aaron, would you correct me wrong? Would this not qualify as a federal emergency?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. What do you think? I mean, 10 states, Joe said. 10 states.
Yeah.
I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars worth of damage at this point. Towns are gone. Towns that used to exist no longer exist. I mean, I don't know how many bridges there are now that used to exist that no longer exist. So it's going to be hundreds of billions of dollars worth of damage.
Yeah.
So I would consider this to be a federal emergency management agency situation. And here we are 5 days later and they don't have one boot on the ground. How was that even humanly possible? I guarantee you right now, Aaron's got his F-150 out front. I've got my F-250 out front. Brett's got his electric stupid Mustang out there, right?
No,
Brett?
No, I'm not.
So he can't do it.
He does have a Tundra.
It's
though.
Actually not his; it's a relative's. But anyway, he's got that. He's got his bent over electric Mustang thing out there.
Here we go.
So, but if we'll just leave his mind, Brent can ride with me. So he can go with me, and I guarantee you that if we left right now. Right now, the three of us could be on the ground in 12 hours.
Yeah.
Especially with the way Aaron drives. Oh, Aaron drives 10 hours.
Yeah.
Me drive 12 hours. Aaron, 10.
True.
We could be on the ground. And not only that, but this is Eastern Tennessee. We could be there in 9 hours. And FEMA can't be there in 5 freaking days. And I guarantee you they won't be there tomorrow. And I guarantee you they won't be there Wednesday. And again, where's Kamala? Why is she not on the ground? Why has she done one presser? I mean, have anybody seen her? She's done one press event with Dana Bash on CNN. That's it since August 6th. Tomorrow is October 1st, and the woman running for president of the United States for the Democratic Party has done one press event with Dana Bash for 18 minutes and was asked nothing but Nerf ball, softball questions. And she's nowhere to be found here. And the state that she wants to go to is the safe one, Florida. Because Ron DeSantis always has these storms well in hand. Believe me, I went through a storm down here with an incompetent idiot governor. And I went through his name was Charlie Crist. And I went through a storm, Hurricane Ian with Ron DeSantis, and Hurricane Irma with Ron DeSantis, no problem at all. None at all. Generators everywhere. You could go, when we went through Charlie, you couldn't get a generator in the state of Florida for 2 months.
Yeah.
Nothing. You didn't have it. You were out of luck, Joe. But when Ron DeSantis took over, you could drive 1 hour north and get one. He made sure the whole place was stocked with generators. There were boots on the ground. There was the National Guard ready to rock and roll. They had all the Florida power and lights from all around the country, all the power companies stationed, bivouacked out, ready to roll. What does Joe Biden do? Nothing. There ain't anybody there yet. There's no National Guard there. Nothing. No FEMA there. Nothing. No Army Corps of Engineer hospitals. Nothing. No federal rescue efforts. Nothing. Zero. Compare that statement from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Who's in charge of this country? You'd think it was Donald Trump, wouldn't you? He's the only one that's there. And Aaron brought up this point too, and I'd read this and forgot about it. Do you know the initiative that you're like, Tom, this is the fourth time you've said it. I know. I apologize, pseudo-apologize for the redundancy. But the $42 billion Biden-Harris administration initiative to hook up rural houses to the internet, which of course was they allocated the funds in 2021, and as of today, zero houses have been hooked up to the internet, turned down Starlink. I'm trying to remember because I switched to Starlink about 6, 7, 8 months ago. It's the greatest switch I ever made. The thing is awesome. They would not allow Starlink to be part of it. It's the cheapest internet infrastructure out there. I'm not saying it's the cheapest internet house for house, but it's the cheapest internet infrastructure out there because the satellite's already up there, and all you got to do is put the thing on your house. What do you call that thing you hook on your house? Receiver or something? Dish, sort of, whatever it is. $441. That's it. You're done. And then you pay whatever monthly cost you want to pay.
Yeah.
For whatever service you decide to get. But anyway, they would not allow him to be part of that, the $42 billion. You know why? Because the $42 billion was never going to internet hookups. I guarantee it went to solar panels or wind farms. And it didn't go to that. It actually went to NGOs that then recirculate that money to the Democratic Party as part of the endless symbiote, DC symbiote circle bleep. All right, let's go to the next one. Am I breaking 9/11? Is that where we're at? Breaking 9/11 video?
Yep.
New Biden responds after Trump said, Georgia's governor, here's what Joe Biden said. Trump's on the ground. Biden's sitting at the White House responding to Trump allegations. Play it for me.
Ignoring the disaster. He is lying. Let me get this straight. He's lying. And the governor told him he was lying. The governor told me he was lying. I've spoken to the governor. I spent time with him, and he told me he's lying. I don't know why he does this. And the reason I get so angry about it, I don't care about what he says about me, but I care what he communicates to the people that are in need. He implies that we're not doing everything possible. We are. We are.
One.
How are you doing everything possible when there's not one FEMA personnel on the ground? How are you doing everything possible when the 82nd Airborne is not there? How are you doing anything possible when there's not one single federal rescue effort being done? Not one federal effort, not one federal airlift effort, anything. How are you doing everything that you possibly can do when you're doing nothing that you possibly could do? And what Trump accused him of, is Biden responds after Trump said Georgia's governor is having a hard time getting the president on the phone. Probably because Joe's incoherent. So you know what? The vice president should shut up. Oh, she's too busy at a campaign cocktail hour in San Francisco. Where's Timmy Waltz? Nowhere. Where's Kamala Harris? Nowhere. Where's Alejandro Mayorkas? Nowhere. Where's the FEMA director? Who, again, just like almost everybody in the Biden administration, looks like a gay man or a lesbian woman. Nowhere to be found. Where's FEMA director? Nowhere to be found. What is she making? Doing a press conference? Nowhere to be found. Alejandro Mayorkas? Nowhere to be found. Well, we found Alejandro Mayorkas, our RNC research video. MSNBC was talking to him. Play it for me, Brent.
I want to read to you something that the mayor of Canton, North Carolina said, talking about the frustration that a lot of people feel about the lack of communication. Here's what he said. It is unacceptable and disgusting that in our time of need, cellular service for the entire region is blocked out. There's no excuse for that. I mean, we knew the storm was coming. I can't believe this is a normalcy. Is this a systemic problem? Is this something that is going to be more and more normal as we see more and more devastating storms? What do you say to people who are desperate to find out whether people they love are still alive?
I well understand the concerns expressed. These are people in the midst of a tragic hurricane. That is precisely why we and others have been deploying communications resources to ensure that communication is reinstated as quickly as possible. The reality is that the severity and frequency of extreme weather events are only increasing.
All right, so back to front. So he blames climate change for it. And basically, you know what? Because of climate change, everybody's screwed. That's the response of the federal government. Even though there is no climate change and there is no climate change problem, we've always had flooding. We've always had hurricanes. Nothing has changed. Nothing at all. Last year, we basically had one bad storm that hit Florida. Basically, that's what we have every year. That's the way that it works. Nothing has changed. I've lived in Florida since 1980, and guess what? The weather's exactly the same now as it was when I moved in here. So the whole climate change The whole climate change presumption, the old the climate change allegation that's the fault of climate change and these storms are getting worse. They're not getting worse. When I started at the sheriff's office in 1992, one of the worst hurricanes in history blew through South Florida. It was the worst one then. It's the worst one that we've ever had until Ian hit. So 92 to 2022, 30 years between the level, a Cat 5 storm. Give me a break. I mean, it's absolute bold-faced lying by Alejandro Mayorkas. But what he was actually asked was, I can't believe MSNBC actually asked him a coherent, hard-hitting question, which they did, because the residents in North Carolina, in Georgia, and Tennessee are saying, quote, it is disgusting. It was one official that said it, but I'm going to take that official as being representative of the populace. He said it was disgusting that they have no cell service. You know why? Again, Tom, here, number five. I guess when you spend $42 billion on a rural internet hookup, I mean, you're doing an initiative, $42 billion on a rural internet hookup initiative, wouldn't all these people have it by now? I mean, the money was allocated in 2021 by the Biden administration for this initiative to hook up all these rural communities. Most of the communities affected here are rural communities. Why do they have no internet? Because if they actually had the internet structure in place, and of course they did not allow Elon Musk, they did not allow Starlink, they forbade Starlink from participating in the $42 billion. And guess what would really be helpful right now? Because all you would need in all of these rural communities is a little Honda generator and a Starlink panel, and guess what you got? Cell service. Yeah, there you go. Right there. Wi-Fi. Boom! In place. That's what they're doing right now. When we played it earlier in the show with the helicopter rescue personnel, he said we have a Starlink communication site in place. That's all they have. But that, of course, was forbade by the Biden administration. So, of course, the very thing that helps you, they forbade. Oh, like ivermectin? Like monoclonal therapies? Like hydroxychloroquine? Like the sun? Anything that actually helps you, they don't want. Anything that kills you, remdesivir, which just got banned because they found glass in it. No, you're making that up. Or pull it up right now. Pull it up right now. You think I'm making it up? Pull it up right now. Remdesivir just got banned. Just got recalled because they found glass in it. That's what they were injecting into everybody who died of COVID. They didn't die of COVID. They died of remdesivir, which has a 53% mortality rate in its clinical trials. And then it becomes the only approved hospital protocol for treatment of COVID when it kills 53% of the people it's injected into. Anything that's horrible for you, they do. Anything that's great for you, they forbade. They ban. They outlaw. Unbelievable. So that right now he's asked a question. You are the director of Homeland Security. Homeland Security. Of course, you're allowing in 15,000 illegal border invaders per day into our country, and you're in charge of securing the homeland. And he's asked a question. Don't you think it's disgusting they have no health, cell service yet? Because all it takes is a Starlink panel and a generator. Why are they not on the ground? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. No, 5 days, nothing. Nothing. They've done nothing, and they keep claiming they've done all that they can do. Absolute lies. Absolute lies. But don't worry. Look at this one. Don't worry. Andy No tweet. Amen. All migrants, illegal migrants have been arrested for allegedly looting and burglarizing flood ravaged victims in eastern Tennessee. Great job, Alejandro Mayorkas. So all these guys wouldn't be in the country right now if it wasn't for Alejandro Mayorkas. But lo and behold, everything good for you, he forbades and bans and makes it illegal. And everything that's horrible for you, i.e. Murderers and rapists, Alejandro Mayorkas allowed in 13,000 convicted rapists, 15,000 convicted murderers, 425,000 convicted criminals that we know about that weren't gotaways that have gotten into this country. And this is what they offer, flood-ravaged victims in Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina. But don't you worry, Credit Dan Bongino. Don't you worry. The Biden administration's all over it. I'm going to show you how. They're going to fix the problem. Ready? I'm going to show you how. Go to the next one for me, Brett. Fox News tweet. Biden administration's FEMA equity. See, I told you, that's the FEMA director. Does she not look like a lesbian?
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what anybody thinks. You might, like, Tom, you shouldn't say that. I don't care. I mean, they let. I mean, you know, you got Rachel Levine in there, the man dressed up as a woman in an admiral's uniform, a female admiral's uniform with stockings on.
Ugh.
Okay, I mean, you have military personnel who are trans, who are giving press briefings. Okay, I don't care. You're gonna do that, then I'm gonna call everybody a lesbian or a gay man. I don't care. If I think you're gay, I'm calling you gay. If I think you're a lesbian, I'm calling you a lesbian. I think she's a freaking lesbian. I think she's married to a woman.
I agree.
Yeah. Biden administration's FEMA equity plan faces backlash. So there's no FEMA on the ground, but don't you worry. They've got an equity plan in place. You know what? We can't help the flood ravaged victims, but don't worry. We have an equity plan. We can't do anything to save anybody. We can't do any helicopter airlifts, but don't worry. We have an equity plan in place for all of our employees. Let me read it to you. Let's leave this up for me. Fox News article. The Biden-Harris administration's disaster relief agency is facing backlash after its unearthed emergency management blueprint went viral amid the destructive hurricane that recently ravaged the southern United States. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, website lists a set of three goals: airlifting human beings, setting up communications, financing Starlink communications. No. Not at all. Making sure that you actually have true disaster relief on the ground before the disaster? No, those aren't any of those. I just named four things. That's not any, that none of those four are part of these three. Here are the three. Lists a set of three goals as part of their strategic plan to address key challenges in emergency management. The number one goal listed in the agency's priorities is to, here's the number one goal. You got people dying on the ground, houses destroyed, businesses destroyed, stranded on top of their houses, dying right now, dying of dehydration right now because they haven't had any water for 5 days. But the number one goal of FEMA is instill equity as a foundation of emergency management. The second goal, number two, any of those things, helicopter airlifts, building hospitals, providing food and clothing, and water? No. Second goal is lead whole of community in climate resilience. What is, Aaron, can you even tell me what that means? This is a quote. You can go to the FEMA website right now. You don't believe me? Go right to the website right now. Type in FEMA. Go to their website. Second goal is lead whole of community in climate resilience. Do you have any idea what that even means? No. I don't even know what that means.
No. No.
Aaron, help me to understand. Aaron tells me to just move on. He can't.
No. Nope.
And the third goal is, again, airlifting, feeding, saving, rescuing. No. Third goal is promote and sustain a ready FEMA and prepared nation. What does that mean? How
do you do that?
What does it mean? Help me understand. I want to understand. I really do. Help me. Somebody help me. Somebody help me to understand what these sentences even mean. Insurrection Barbie video. She refuses. So here is Kamala showing up at FEMA. I wonder where the lesbian FEMA director is. She's probably in the photo. Here she is, but refuses to answer questions. Play it for me, Brent.
Thanks so much.
This way.
Heading out this way. Thank
you. Looks this way.
Thank you.
Look at this. Look at her freaking face. Look at her face. Why can't you answer a question? She's a bourgeois, leftist, elitist oligarch. You are beneath her. And she can't even answer a question? Look at her face. Answer a question. Look at it. And why can't you answer a question? I would be able to. Right, you can bring it back to me. You know what? When the storm hit, and I know it's a far, I don't know why I always break this thing on my stand, but anyway. Maybe it was for me slamming things on it. You know, when this we're sitting right now to build this building, it would take it to cost you between $13 and $15 million to build this building. We didn't spend that on it, but to rebuild it right now, it's a giant block building. When the storm hit here, my pastor from Tampa had a plan. He flew in. This is Rodney Auerbrown, pastor of the River Church in Tampa Bay. He had a plan. He brought in 100 people and started to strip this church bare of all of its wet everything so we could begin the airing out, drying out process. He did that. All of our church people came in. We all went to work, saved the building. Aaron had a plan. I had a plan. My wife had a plan. Everybody had a plan. Why is it? And we were here day of the storm stopped raging at 1 o'clock in the morning. We were here day of. Where's the federal government? Kamala Harris. I can answer a question. Tom, what are you doing? We're stripping out everything in the building and we're airing out the building. Thank you, Dr. Rodney Auerbrown, for all that you've done. There's our plan. And the next thing was to do this. And the next thing was to do that. Whatever it is, we had a plan. The federal government doesn't. I mean, like, Tom, it's a far larger situation. Okay, you can't start sending in various resources. You can't start designating resources. You have no boots on the ground, no military on the ground, no FEMA on the ground, no helicopters on the ground, no troops on the ground, no rescue efforts from the federal side, nothing. In 5 days? In 5 days, you can do nothing? All right, I have so much more. Let me get to this one. I got to do one other thing outside of this storm. I got to show you this. If you need help, let me know. But shift up, Brent, to One American News tweet. Judge rejects. I got to show you this before we go. You want to talk about an absolute miscarriage of justice. I just have to show you this before I go. I know I said 10-10. I didn't make it. I tried to make it. I thought I was going to make it. I was looking at the time. I thought I had it. I really did. But I have to show you this before I go. It's just amazing. So you all know that Alec Baldwin has been exonerated. He shot and killed somebody on the set of Rust. Shot her in the head. Shot a person in the head on the set of Rust. She's dead. He's free. He's been exonerated. One American News tweet. Judge rejects Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez. I'm just going to call her Hannah. Hannah Reed's request for prison release. The person who armed the gun, Aaron, get this, is in prison. The person who shot the gun shot a bullet into the head of another person is free. But the person who loaded the gun as a movie prop is in prison. And the judge just refused her request for prison release when the shooter has been exonerated. It's the state of our criminal justice system in the United States of America. Let me just read you this real quick. A judge has ruled that Hannah Reed will remain behind bars for the Rust movie armorer's case. On Monday, today, Judge Mary Marlo Summer, probably a lesbian, I'm just kidding now, ruled that Reed's conviction still holds even though she had previously determined that the prosecution suppressed evidence in the involuntary manslaughter case. So the judge found that the prosecution had suppressed evidence, and the judge knew the prosecution had suppressed the evidence, and now the judge knows that the shooter was exonerated, still is holding her in prison. With respect to the defendant's arguments concerning her request for release, says the judge, pending appeal, the court finds that defendant has not established by clear and convincing evidence that defendant is not likely to flee or pose a danger. That woman is going to flee or pose a danger to what? A fly? Why are you holding on to this woman? Other person in the community, if released, this is an armorer. This is a woman with zero past convictions for anything. And the judge is saying that she is a danger to the community, that she poses a danger to the safety of the community. Jason Bowles, Reed's attorney, spoke with NBC and said they will be appealing the decision. Reed already has a separate appeal for a conviction pending the trial. She's in prison because she put the bullets in the gun. Then she explicitly told Alec Baldwin, don't pull the trigger. And what did Alec Baldwin do? Let's look. During rehearsals on the set of Rust on October 21st, 2021, what was initially assumed to be a prop gun was accidentally discharged. Baldwin was holding the firearm when it went off, and he now says, I don't know how it went off. And Democrats believe that because they have no idea about guns and then want to ban them. The film's cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, tragically died as a result of the gun being fired. Didn't die as a result of the gun being fired. She died because a bullet went into her head. Additionally, director Joel Souza was badly injured as well. Reed's job required her to be in charge of the safe handling of protocols of all guns on set. However, her legal defense argued that Hutchins' death was caused by Baldwin as he went off script by pulling the trigger. He was told not to pull the trigger, was jacking around like the idiot that he is and sleeping like a baby at night. He's free. The person who armed the gun and told him never pull the trigger is in prison, and he's walking around NYC screaming at reporters every time you take a picture of him. Unbelievable. Just had to show you that. It just bothered the crap out of me. I still want to go on. I'm not going to. That's it. 10:19. I'm not going to. I promised that I'd make these podcasts shorter when I do five a week. But anyway, I love you guys. Appreciate 1,009 people still on. Appreciate each and every one of you. Rumble Rants tonight. Thank you so much. Jana Jones, $10. Nitsu, $99, $10. The Matriarch of the Chat, Fedora the Explorer, $10. Tammy L. Margaret, every single time. A Rumble Ranter. Thank you so much, Tammy. $10. Swifty Shooter 96, $5. Thank you guys so much for that. Now listen, you shouldn't be leaving. About 20 people just jumped off. Don't leave. It's one of the greatest post games of all time. Because I just did an hour and 20 minutes of depression. Now we're going to build you back up. Because you got to see this. Because it's all happy stories. All happy stories. If not happy, they're funny. There might be one thing or two in there that's negative. But, I mean, they're almost all happy stories. You got to see them. Aaron sent me the video of the day, and it's the last one. So stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Love each and every one of you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you. Most Christians, though, don't pass the test. And instead, they become controlled opposition for the devil. They just change their theology. They didn't pass the test, but you know what? God's just all about being in the midst of our struggles. That's not a Bible verse. It's not a Bible verse. God wants you to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, not ever struggle. If you do these things, you will never struggle. Those things are really the four essentials: prayer, Bible study, worship, fellowship. Well, I tried that. Yeah, you tried it for a day, you tried it for a week, tried it for a month, maybe even tried it for a year. But you gave the devil 50 years and you gave God 50 minutes. I'm telling you right now, if you prayed and studied the word every day, you would never, ever struggle in your walk with God.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.